Well, Dances of India is about to open its 38th season next weekend. Please welcome their president, and that's Nartana Prem.
That's right.
Uh-huh. I struggled a little bit with that.
That's great.
Also their artistic co-director, that's Tekla Mehta.
You got that one.
Welcome to you both. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
What would you like us to know, or what would you like the person that is not really familiar with Indian dance, what would you like them to know about traditional Indian dance and how it fits into Indian culture?
Well, traditional Indian dance is not simply entertainment. It's actually deeply rooted in India. It serves as a metaphor for the entire universe. There's a wonderful statue of Shiva, who's one of the Hindu deities, as Nataraja in the St. Louis Art Museum. And so his dance is a dance of the cosmos. So dance is deeply rooted in Hindu religion, but nowadays it is used to tell stories of all types, contemporary stories as well. But its roots lie in an Indian script that's about 2,000 years old.
Hmm. Tekla, is it important for someone watching your work to know any of the back history of the art?
No, not necessarily. I think the important thing is to have a sense of openness about how you view dance and the elements of dance. Indian dance is made up of many different elements, particularly rhythm, which comes way back. Actually, some of the more modern dance types are made up, have come from the roots of Indian dance. For instance, flamenco. And
really?
Some of the people traveled from India to other parts of the world through Spain, and kept those rhythms with them and translated them into flamenco.
We
have actually had a fusion dance with flamenco dancers working with dances of India, which is an easy thing to do. And to continue that, some of the modern dances tap. And maybe even beyond that, have some of the roots from those rhythms.
Well, for someone that's never been to a Dances of India, do you call it a concert, an event?
A performance.
Performance, thank uh-huh. you. What's going to strike them visually? What's going to strike them visually about your performance and what you do on stage that they haven't seen at the last dance concert they went to?
Well, I think something we worked on over the years is really translating this complex ancient art for a contemporary Western audience. So we have created dance dramas over the years in which we actually tell stories from Hindu myths over Western music, over Indian music, and the dance drama is completely narrated so people understand the story. So this year we're doing a dance drama called Incandescent, the luminous love story of the sun, which is an enchanting story of the deity of the sun. When an audience perhaps not familiar with Indian dance comes to the performance, they're usually just absolutely dazzled by the colors, the rhythms. And then we tell stories in our hands. Indian dance is actually a vehicle for storytelling.
Hmm. Now, this is the 38th season?
38th right. season, uh-huh. yes.
And Tekla, I understand you were one of the first students back in the day?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
You were very, very young.
Yes. Yes. Dances of India has been, in St. Louis and in the St. Louis community for over 38 years.
How did you get involved in it?
My husband is from India, and as a young girl, I was studied ballet and danced briefly with a company in Omaha, Nebraska. And when I got married, we were in New York, and I saw a performance of Bharatanatyam, which is the classical form of Indian dance. And I was astonished to see the rhythms, the strength of an Indian dancer, someone who wraps themselves in silk and tells these stories of being the consort of a goddess, you know, or a god. How is that? You know, that's really amazing. And besides the physical stamina that it takes to perform Indian dance, it also takes a lot of mental acuity.
Mm-hmm. And Artana, your father, mm-hmm. who passed away, I guess, almost a year ago, mm-hmm. was a vital part of this organization. He created it, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He was just a guiding light, really. And not just for Indian dance, but dance in St. Louis. We've collaborated with all kinds of companies in our show. We've collaborated with St. Louis Ballet. We've collaborated with Viva Flamenco, Diva La Tap. He very, very much wanted this to be about the entire St. Louis community, not just the Indian community.
Uh-huh. Well, we have a clip from the performance of Incandescent. Would you like to say something about this before we hear it?
This is
you, right? Because you write and you narrate the script over the music. So this is you that we're going to hear.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Basically, we've adapted an ancient Hindu myth for a contemporary audience. There can never be enough darkness, for there is always more than enough light. That is my father, Vishwakarma. He has not simply created my world, but is architect of all the cosmos. Stars, planets, heaven,
well, the sound is beautiful. Can you tell us what we're seeing right now?
Sure. Actually, yeah. Tekla will talk about that.
Right. What you would see now is you would see a single male dancer standing on stage surrounded by eight female dancers who are swirling and twirling. And that is representational of the spinning of the universe. And so this first segment of the dance is Vishwakarma, the architect of the universe.
Mixing different elements together to create magic.
Doing exactly.
Elementary.
Right, uh-huh. Doing exactly that. Mixing magic together to create the universe.
Earth with ether.
And what about the colors and the lights? Can you paint a picture?
The colors, and you asked earlier what an audience would be astonished about when they saw Indian dance, and it is the colors, the lights. The costumes are bright and shiny, and the lights are full on, and the facial makeup is exaggerated. So the eyes show, and the smiles show, and all the expressions are an integral part of the audience's experience.
Mm-hmm. Western audiences usually, they're just dazzled by how much there is to watch. It's not just the feet or the hands or the expression. And the hands tell a tale. They always tell a story. And Indian dance is actually considered a yoga because ideally, whenever you move your hand in a particular direction, you're supposed to follow your hand. I mean, you have to be very present in that moment.
Mm. You know, I like what you've done, how you sort of take a traditional Indian dance and put your own twist on it. I was looking back at some of the other things you've done. You did a Nutcracker like no other,
Last year, that was popular.
And I like this. You did Cinderella, but instead of a glass slipper, you used those ankle bells.
Ankle bells.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We also did The Little Princess and translated that into The Little Rani, which is a children's story. Stories translate well into Indian dance because, as Narthan has said, it's a vehicle for storytelling.
Uh-huh. So Incandescent, the luminous love story of the sun, is it talking about the history of our solar system, or is that too deep?
No, that's a little too deep, but it's a story about this girl. She's a daughter of the cosmic architect, and she's absolutely in love with the sun, and her parents come and tell her, you know, it's time for you to marry. And she says, well, I mean, I can't marry any old regular prince. I want to marry the sun. So they're okay with that. But the dad says, you better be careful. You know, he gets really, really hot in summertime. Can you handle that scorching temper? That she says, oh, yes, love. You know, love conquers all. And then, of course, they have some trouble. But it all works out.
I knew that it would. Dances of India presents Incandescent. It opens a new season with performances next Friday and Saturday, 7 p.m., next Sunday at 3 p.m. at Chaminade's Center for the Arts. If you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org/cityscape. And then just briefly, what's the rest of the season look like?
Well, we do have shows around town in schools and colleges. And actually, what Tekla and I do is as soon as this year's show is over, we're going to start creating the next one. So
usually yeah. It begins backstage.
It begins backstage when we whisper and dream up.
Well, congratulations on 38 years.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for having us on.
We've been talking with Tekla Mehta and Nartana Prem of Dances of India. Thank you again. Have a wonderful season.
Thank you.
Next week on Cityscape, we're going to talk about the ongoing farm-to-table movement with Chef Anthony Devote and a local farmer. That's in the next installment of Soundbites produced with Sauce Magazine. And join Don Marsh Monday for St. Louis on the Air when he'll talk with historian Betty Boyd Caroli about her new biography of Lady Bird Johnson, which examines the role she played in the presidency of her husband, Lyndon Baines Johnson. Archive versions of past Cityscape programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/cityscape. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards, Alex Hoyer, and Kelly Moffitt, engineered by Aaron Doerr. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter. Thanks for listening. Join us next week.